Welcome to today's Wrenchgat Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joni Livingston with Missouri River Energy Services joins us on today's program to talk about a transmission line that will connect the Red Rock Hydroelectric Plant to the city of Pella's West Electric Substation.
Some additional work has kind of cropped up along T-15 with some utility poles coming up. First of all, just let our listeners know what's going on with that project right there, its importance, and really what's going on with some of that utility work.
What is happening is that we are installing a transmission line that will connect the Red Rock Hydroelectric Project to the Pella West Substation. And this allows us to transmit the energy that's being generated at the Red Rock Project and put it onto the electrical grid so that it can be distributed to the customers who will eventually use it.
Over the period of when this process eventually came to this point, some neighbors have expressed some concerns with where the lines have been placed or in where they're going to be placed. For those who aren't familiar, what is that process like to get those lines established as you're building them right now, and really what ultimately led to why they're being planned the way they're being planned?
The project actually started quite a few years ago, before Missouri River Energy was even involved with the project. A company called Nelson Energy started the planning and design work on a possible hydroelectric project at the Red Rock Dam. And during that process, they applied for a license from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And part of that licensing project was to do a number of studies, and it was also to have a public participatory process so that homeowners and people who might be affected by either the Red Rock Hydro Project or the transmission line would have an opportunity to express their concerns, ask questions, and provide comments. And so all of this actually happened before 2010. The public process really started on July 9th of 2010 when a certified letter was sent out to all the property owners who were adjacent to the transmission line, and that letter invited them to comment and explained what the project was going to be. That public process went through, and there were, I guess, really just one comment submitted to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and they completed their review and took the comments into consideration, but they eventually approved the line, and they issued the license in April of 2011. So that's kind of the history of how that public process took place.
How long does it take for this permitting process? Because there are, again, a number of citizens concerned with their placement, but if it were to change, how would this impact the overall project?
Well, there certainly would be very significant delays, and I can't tell you exactly how long those would be, but it's common for FERC to take several years to complete the permitting process. And we really can't say, you know, what the delay would be at this time, but it would be very significant.
And how has Missouri River Energy Services responded to some of the concerns of nearby landowners?
After the FERC licensing process, we did receive some concerns from homeowners at that time. We got a letter just shortly after we purchased the license for the project. And in response to that, we held an informational meeting in the Pella area, and we also did attempt to obtain a private easement on the other side of Highway T-15, which was a request of the landowners who were concerned. Unfortunately, we weren't able to get that private easement, and so that's why the route for the transmission line that was originally approved really is the route that we must use. And Missouri River certainly does understand the concerns of the homeowners in the area where the line will be built. We've received a number of emails and letters, and we have sent individual responses to those letters. We're hoping that we've been able to answer their questions and hopefully alleviate some of their concerns as well.
From your end right now, what is the timeline of the power utility moving forward about getting those power poles installed ahead of the completion of the hydropower plant?
We did start our construction process on January 4th, so at the beginning of this year, and we expect it the complete transmission line to be completed by spring of 2016. So it's really only going to take a few months to get the entire line installed. It is moving along. The process has started. And at this point, you know, it is the line that we have to follow according to our FERC license. So we are proceeding with that.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.